Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. This weekend, Effingham residents might notice a change to the Effingham Fire Station No. 1 and City Hall. The two buildings will be illuminated this weekend in blue and red lights starting this evening. The reason for the colored lighting is to honor the 95 firemen and women that will have their names added to the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Emmitsburg, Maryland this weekend. This weekend, the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation will sponsor the official national tribute to the brave firemen and women who lost their lives in the line of duty this past year. Every year, thousands of people attend these services. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Experts are trying to figure out how to reduce collisions at railroad crossings in Illinois. Scott Bertram has more.
The state ranked second in the country last year with more than 140 people hit by trains and 46 deaths. Chip Pugh with Illinois Operation Lifesaver says increased safety measures at crossings might help, but won't solve the problem.
Crossings that we would think would have the best protection aren't necessarily making them any safer, if that makes sense.
Pugh says a much bigger issue is drivers who go through tracks or around gates to try to beat an oncoming train.
And unfortunately, for those people that think maybe it's a slow-moving freight train, in reality it's a 79-mile-an-hour Amtrak or Metro train, and they try and beat it, that might have been a fatal decision.
State lawmakers recently increased fines for drivers who disregard activated railroad gates and warning lights to $500 for a first offense and $1,000 for a subsequent offense. I'm Scott Bertram.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.